Welcome back to the Daily Dumbass. I'm Dipshit Dal. Today's episode's going to go into the Arkansas Howler. So, I wanted to do a little bit of camp story style episodes. We're going over different stories that you could tell to people while you're sitting around the campfire, kind of creep them out and everything. So, whenever I get to like the story part, then we'll maybe throw in some creepy crawly music. But according to Wikipedia, and this one's interesting because yesterday whenever I decided to look up the lores or different creatures that I wanted to research, I went through a couple different podcasts looking at names of stuff, and then this one stood out to me because it's kind of close to where I'm residing, but it's called the Ozark Howler. And this is according to its Wikipedia page, so obviously anyone could edit the Wikipedia page or anything, but it says, in Arkansas, the folklore, the howler's a legendary creature said to dwell in the Ozarks. According to tradition, the creature is a bear-like in shape with gray-colored shaggy coat. In December 2015, Arkansas television station 4029 News reported that it had received photographs propagated to be the images of the creature of the viewer. The station contacted Arkansas Game and Fish, who responded that they had heard no claims of sightings of the creature and said the image sent to the stations were a hoax. So basically, it's a really short section on Wikipedia. But these people contacted the news station, and on the podcast I listened to yesterday, they discussed the Ozark Howler, and whenever they were talking about it, they had mentioned a town of, I mentioned a town in Arkansas that was close to, or in the area where that news station would be filming. But if you look up the Howler, and I'm not from Arkansas, you know, I don't live in Arkansas, it's just kind of close. The Howler looks like a bear with, like, mountain goat horns and some real funky teeth. And it's got red eyes. It's kind of like wolf bear, coyote, mountain lion. It's like a jacked mountain lion. Some pictures of it looks like a mountain goat mixed with like a pit bull's body. It's weird, strange stuff. But on the creepy crawly part of it, the Arkansas Howler goes back to the folklore that's around, or not Ark, it's the Ozark Howler, and there's some stories about it on the Reddit and everything like that, and on the Ozark Howler, also known as Ozark Black Howler, the Hoo-Hoo, the Nightshade Bear, and the Devil Cat. Those are all some names that it's known by, and it's propagated to live in remote areas in Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. It is typically described as being bear-sized with thick body, stocky legs, black shaggy hair, glowing red eyes, and prominent horns. Its cry is often described as being a combination of a wolf's howl and an elk's bulge, and the laugh of a hyena. According to Forrest Gallant and his wife Jessica, it turns out the Ozark Howler is actually the North American red wolf. So, cryptozoologists have speculated that the creature might be a misidentified and unrecognized big cat. And anthropologists and folklorists have speculated that the creature might be branching off of the dark dog of death found in British folklore, such as the Church of Grimm, Black Shuck, and I'm probably going to get these names wrong, so sorry about that, or the Gytrash. These comparisons note to many versions of the Hellhound and described like the Ozark Howler as having glowing red eyes. Ozark Howler also, like these legendary beasts, have described as a dark omen protecting the deaf of those who see it. Some biologists, who believe the Ozark Howler that it's a mountain lion breed who has either mutated into a new species or it's a hybrid of a mountain lion and unknown creature. Other guesses have included that the Ozark Howler might be a wild boar and eastern woodland bison, a hyena or surviving member of a creodont family. This is coming from the Cryptid Wiki, so they have more information on Cryptid Wiki than what Wikipedia had. And the stories, however, the Okasar, there's a book, Chasing American Monsters. Many people demise the Ozark Howler, but sightings stretch back to the early 1800s. Lauren Coleman has endorsed the books as highly recommended writing. Offutt does a special service to the field of cryptozoology with his new book. So maybe that's a book I need to check out is the fuck, I just read it. Whatever. History of the sightings. The earliest legend of the Ozark Howler is of meeting in Daniel Boone and the creature in Missouri in the 1800s. Boone is purported to have fired his gun at the Ozark Howler in some versions of the story. Although there is no evidence that that the beast was killed and kept as a trophy. Recently, the Ozark Howler in Newton County, Arkansas, in 2011. Most recently, in 2015, an area resident claimed to have photographed the Ozark Howler at Devil's Den State Park. That'd be cool if I could do an episode at Devil's Den State Park. I think that'd be pretty interesting. Go on a hike and do a hike episode. So the Ozark Howler in literature. Whatever the truth is, the Ozark Howler, it has inspired generations of artists and writers in the 1930s. Local press published a small run of books of folklore and creatures called The Tales of Ozark Howler. A decade later, folklorist Vance Randolph referred to Ozark Howler by name Hoo Hoo in the book Ozark Superstitions. In 1973, the Ozark Howler was reimagined as a multi-dimensional time-traveling creature. So that goes into like the hollow earth theory or the multi-dimensional theory, where a lot of people think Bigfoot could be like a multi-dimensional thing, or the Oklahoma octopus, which we'll do a whole episode on that one. Maybe this upcoming or this season that I just started over, since I'm doing lores and stuff like that, of season 4 Daily Dumbass, available wherever you podcast. I don't know why it's in seasons. It's dumb. It's never taken, like, I'm not taking season breaks or anything. It's just I'm changing up the artwork and changing different stuff, trying to figure out what I'm doing. But maybe I'll just do cover each 50 states thing for a little bit. No word from Sarabia Nights on what's happened with the other podcasts that we wanted to do. So in the meantime, I'm just going to do some other stuff that interests me. But more recently, the Ozark Howler has been written about in children's book, Hunt the Ozark Howler. Huh, there's a children's book. It's maybe I'll read that to Jigsaw at night. As well as Mason-Dixon series of novels by Eric R. Asher, the Ozark Howler has inspired regional poets, most notably in KW's poetry, Ozark Howler and Ozark Howler Verses. There's some pretty cool artwork of the Ozark Howler. I'm thinking that a really cool book that would be or not book, but comic book series could be about cryptids. But just going off my memes and off of my NFTs that no one wanted to launder money through, and through the stupid artwork that I make, it's not good stuff. So like I've attempted to do animated stuff, but not very great at it, so it's not high up on my priorities. But I think it'd be cool if someone just did, like, Bigfoot's one that's out there and it's famous. There's the New Jersey Devil. It's a pretty famous one. There's Yetis, there's aliens, but each state has like their own little other ones. And I'm just kind of gonna dive into them and see what we got going on in the different states. And I guess now I'll throw in the sponsor from Anchor, and then after that we'll shout out Anchor. After that, I'll do the essay form of the or not essay form, the campfire story form of the Arkansas. I keep wanting to call it the Arkansas Howler, but it's available in other spots. It's the Ozark Howler, and I'm gonna get my shit together on that one and go over the story that I had heard a few different ways yesterday. So I'm just kind of gonna take my best ways and give you the Stone Telephone version of it. Thank you for listening. Please leave a 5-star review. I'm Dipshit Dal. This has been the Daily Dumbass. All right, so the story starts 1994. It's summertime, and this couple is driving up to the cabin that the wife's family owns in the Ozark Mountains. The Ozark Mountains, like I had said in the intro, is from Missouri down to the Arkansas River, and then has supposedly been seen in parts of Texas as well as Oklahoma. But the Ozarks is basically the mountain ranges in America that was kind of just not really talked about up until the Ozark show on Netflix came out. Obviously people live there and people know about the Ozarks, but anytime that people reference mountain areas in most of literature, just in general, they're talking about Rocky Mountains or Appalachian Mountains. So Ozark Hills is basically the center of the United States, and it is 55,000 square foot of forest. It's really nice, great scenery, and if you're a fan of nature and everything like that, it's a cool place to be and be able to go for hikes and everything like that. But in the summer of 1994, this family had to go out to a cabin in the woods because the wife's family member had died and they needed to collect the belongings. And whenever they were going up there, she just kind of was like had this dread and unwant to go up there. And she hadn't shared with her husband what the actual stuff that was gonna happen, but he was about to find out for his own account what her family would used to have to deal with on vacations. So they drive up the 3 or 4 hours up into the mountain areas, and through whenever they get there and they get out, he's grabbing some stuff out of the car, and then she starts walking up into the up towards the house and everything. And all of a sudden, once they got there, they got out of the car, and she walked so far up towards the house, she felt at ease. Like her husband could tell that whatever it was that was making her dreadful, somehow all of a sudden, now that they were there at this location, that she was fine now. So they went inside and everything like that, and she showed him around the cabin. They started kind of collecting the things, bunkering down for the night. And it wasn't quite night or anything at this point, but whenever the husband was wandering around outside, he saw some stuff that had looked like sand, and he knelt down to it and he ran his hand through it, and it was weird because there wasn't, on one part there was dirt, and then there was like a 3-inch layer of this sand that seemed like it just came out of nowhere. But so he kind of like scooped it up in his hand and everything and was looking at it, and he thought that's just odd, and he didn't think anything else about it and didn't think about asking or anything. So later on that night, he needed to go and grab a bag out of the car. Whenever he went out to the car, he had the keys, he opened the trunk, and then he started hearing like stuff move around out in the woods, and then he heard some strange noises, and he had grabbed the bag, and as he was walking back up towards the house, he heard like footsteps getting closer and closer and closer and closer. Then he ran inside and shut the door. Whenever he shut the door, he was frightened, and his wife was just staring at him and asked him what was wrong. And he said, "Are there bears in this area?" And she's like, "Yeah, there's bears in the area. How come?" And he's like, "I think there's a bear out there." Shortly after he told her about this, what he thought was a bear encounter, there was a loud screeching bugle, half like howl and half bugle. So it'd be like a wolf meets elk cry. And I don't know if you've ever heard the elk sound or a wolf sound, but basically those two combined is what it sounds similar to. And whenever that noise happened, the wife's eyes just got really, really big, like she was almost gonna start to cry, and he was confused. He didn't know what was happening. And then she told him, "We're fine, we're safe in here. Whatever's out there, my family's dealt with for a while, and we're fine, like we're safe." Well, shortly after she was trying to reassure him of them being safe, there was loud scratching noises going around the building, and that frightened her even more. And she was more confused by this because she had thought that they would be safe. So they heard this scratching noise going around and around the cabin, and then a banging on one side of the cabin, and it seemed like almost instantly then banging on the opposite side of the cabin. Almost as if there was two things out there, or this one thing was traveling around each side fast and just jolting, hitting one side and then jolting the other side, hitting that side. Almost like it would seem like it would know if inside the building, if they're running to the east side of the house and then it hits that side, he knows that they're gonna run to the west end of the house, so then he's hitting that side. And they decide that they need to get the hell out of there, and that they need to go back to the car, and they need to leave. Well, they're looking around and scrambling around. This thing keeps on hitting the thing, and earlier in the day, the wife had told the husband that they had seen some stuff, and that it was basically like he wouldn't believe her even if she tried to explain it, that he'd have to be, it's kind of like you'd have to be there type scenario. Well, whenever this had been happening, he was like freaking out, rightfully so, and he's like, "What the fuck's going on? What is going on?" And she was like, "My family had taken care of this. This thing haunts these woods, and for some reason now it's able to get back through to the house. It was blocked off, but now some reason it's able to get back over here." And while they're running around and freaking out inside, they had knocked over the it was like a lantern that they had had, so that way when they went outside, they would be able to have their lantern to be able to see where they're going. And the oh, the lantern had got knocked over, and the house started going up in flames. So then they bolt out of the house, and they're running and running and running, and they get to the car. The car's unlocked. They get inside the car, and they shut the doors, and then they hear the loud howl, bugle, once again, and they see some piercing, glowing eyes, walking towards them, kind of strutting towards them. And as they're sitting there, he's looking for the keys and he can't find the keys. And he thinks that he had left them back inside. And whenever, then they decide that they're gonna have to just straight run. And they don't know, they know there's a cabin, like half a mile down one way, and another one 2 miles the other way, and then nothing else up until the town that was, 50 miles out of the way. So they decide to book it, and once they start booking it through the forest, the thing doesn't just full on sprint at them. It just kind of Freddy, not Freddy Krueger, but like Jason Voorhees style strolls, still in the darkness, but like off the beaten path that they're going on. They still keep on hearing its footsteps going and going and going. And the more that they speed up, the more that its trots start speeding up. So they're going, and she's confused as fuck, and she's saying that she doesn't understand that her family had set it, salt around the house, that way it wouldn't be able to go through. And then the husband has the realization that what he thought was sand that had a trail going was an actual salt circle that he had scooped up. So he broke the salt circle, so that how that cabin was no longer safe, but it's also in raging fire in the middle of the Ozark forest, and it's up in flames. They're running to a different cabin, and this thing's just kind of taunting with them, and they get to the cabin without the thing ever messing with them. It basically just let them walk for half a mile in complete fear. And then once they got to the cabin, no one was in there, and they weren't able to get inside. All the lights were off and everything, so they're still fucked. There's still absolutely nothing that they could do. And at one point, they decided that they're gonna have to try and like scare it off, or try and stand their ground, like you would have to do, because if you run, it's just gonna keep on going after you, and you're gonna wear yourself out, which inevitably is probably what it's wanting you to do. And so you just gotta stand your ground and fight. And so they're kind of grabbing what they can to try and fight it and everything, and they're standing back to back, and the wife starts freaking out more and more, and the husband's telling her, like, we're gonna make it through this, we're gonna be okay. The howler gets closer and closer and closer to them, and then all of a sudden it starts just circling them. And then as it's circling them, it's getting closer and closer. And then at one point, it just kind of stops and stoops down, and it jolts, and it starts jumping at them with a piercing bugle of a howl. And then once it gets really close to them, they both close their eyes in complete fear, and it's gone. And they have no idea what the fuck happened. They don't know, but it's just gone, and they feel at ease somehow. Like they did nothing, and this thing has just disappeared. Well, they end up walking back to the engulfed cabin, and from there they they could see the back of the car and everything, because by this point it's the sun's almost coming out. They've had a long night of just running and running through the woods and having the shit scared out of them. And whenever they walked back, like they weren't running, they were just walking in complete disbelief and complete shook and shock. They had no idea what had just happened. They thought that they were about to be eaten, and now nothing's there. And like they're not hearing footprints, they're just hearing the silence of the night walking through the forest. Owls, crickets, all that stuff. And but no footprints, no nothing like that. And they get to the car and they could see that the keys were inside the trunk, in the little keyhole in the trunk, because whenever the husband had went outside to grab some of the last bags, he had left the keys inside the trunk. And they get in the car and they're like, fuck this, like, you know, cabin's done, we're not selling that one. All of our shit's gone, like, we're just flying back home. This is crazy. As they're driving, the wife's sitting there and she's just staring out the window, and the husband tries to break the silence to be like, well, that was some crazy shit. And she's just sitting there in complete shock, and he's trying to ask what it was. And she says, it was an omen. It was an omen, is all she keeps on repeating. And they then drive to the airport and get on their plane. And later that day, that flight crashed, and zero survivors were left on the flight. So, yeah, it is the Arkansas, is the Ozark Howler a bad omen to tell you that something's gonna happen? Is it a creature that comes from Hollow Earth? Is it a multi-dimensional being that is travel that able to travel through time and or space? Is it a possibility that we are in one realm and then in the parallel realm right next to us, kind of like the Upside Down in Stranger Things? Next episode on Stranger Things. The Is it like an Upside Down where our world is mimicked, and instead of it really being upside down, it's just kind of really parallel? But in that one, we have Bigfoots and we have Chupacabras, we have ghosts, ghouls, goblins, and not really people, but are there these little wormholes or gates where these things are able to veer through? Because a lot of the times that these people have these sightings, by the time even like people who have had Bigfoot sightings or any of these cryptid sightings, every time that it's that they've seen it, they then try to go closer to it and that thing is gone. Almost as if it just kind of was walking along, and then their parallel universe at that one moment came through ours and then was gone as quick as it came in. You know, or are all these cryptids just out there and we've been taught for so long that they're just old stories from the village idiot who would used to tell us these crazy things because he used to eat on the forbidden fruit of the mushroom, the knowledge fruit. You know, it's a lot of different possibilities, but I think that could be one, is that that's the ones that I would be leaning more towards, is the people have had some sort of I don't know. There, some people are operating on a different type of frequency, and then also, I mean, you might be surrounded by a ghost, or you might have an Ozark Heller wandering through your outside your house right now, but it's not in the premise of being able to break through or penetrate that other wall. Maybe they're trying to invade. I it's It's a crazy theory, but I mean, if we're just one spinning planet in the middle of nothing with the only life form, I mean, that's also sounds crazy. It's just this whole entire thing, and also other realms or other things that we can't see. That's my thoughts on it is maybe the people who are able to see stuff are descendants of maybe shamans or descendants of people who way back in the early days, or even in the early days of this civilization, or in the late days of the civilization before us, because I mean, we're just completely ignorant to think that we're the only life forms in the world, and also that we're the only civilization to exist. So maybe these people, maybe civilization got wiped out many, many moons ago, and the ones who had to start over had the knowledge, but there wasn't really like the material or enough people to be able to build back up. So then Adam and Eve 2.0 had to come in again and kind of do their thing and repopulate. But in that time, you're not going to have everyone being as advanced as what they used to be. Like, people get dumbed down. We get safe. We quit living in our huts and start living in buildings. We move out of the woods and into civilization. So maybe that type of stuff is all also possible. You could say that one of the ideas is stupid. You could say all of them stupid. You could also say that they're all right and that it's all a possibility because we don't fucking know. And we also have to trust the science, but the science is also just going to say that the water erosion on the pyramids is not accurate, even though, I mean, the water erosion predates however old the pyramids are by thousands of years, as well as the other, ancient structures that were made. Were they made by giants? Did they already have machine technology? I mean, did the great floods flood everything to where now, like, even the old machines that they have were not able to pick up? Strange thoughts, but that's what we do here on the Daily Dumbass. We just cover whatever we want. But thank you for listening. The next episode, I'm gonna just kind of probably go over Stranger Things because I finished round one of the newest season, and probably talk about how Netflix could be done, or they're trying to undo what they've done. Kind of Frankenstein's monster type scenario. Follow me on all socials, please. Leave me a 5-star review, so that way I could get bumped up into the algorithms on the socials. It's Dumbass Daily. I went a little bit ass backwards there because that's what we do sometimes. And then YouTube.com/DailyDumbass. And thank you for listening. I'm Dipshit Dal. Have a fantastic day.